You're listening to the Step Up Podcast.
This is Hobbit the Human Beatbox. You're listening to the Step Up Podcast.
Yeah! Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Thank you for downloading. I don't know what it's going to be yet. I don't know what it's going to transform into, evolve into. But this is the first edition of the Step Up Podcast. Hit me!
When you find that your mind keeps you worried and blue,
you can always let your feet keep your disposition sweet.
I wanna see what makes me feel the way I do.
Will you kindly cast an eye on two good reasons why?
Happy feet, I've got those happy feet. Give them a low down beat, and they begin dancing. I've got those 10 little tapping toes, and when they hear a tune, I can't control the dancing heels. Save my soul, weary blues. Can't get into my shoes, because my shoes refuse to ever go weary. I keep cheerful on an earful of music sweet, cause I've got those half-happy.
Oh yeah, what a classic. How do you pick the first track of your first ever podcast? I have no idea, so I just picked some Paul Whiteman, Happy Feet, from the 1920s. Oh, they don't make them like they used to, do they, boys? Hey? So I'm sat here with two objectives, two fundamental ideas to lay the foundations of this podcast on. What do I want to get from it? What do I want it to be? So the first objective is influenced by a quote I saw the other day from Benjamin Franklin. Dost thou love life? Then do not squander time, for that is the stuff life is made of. So basically, I hope not to dissipate any of your time with this podcast. Every tune, every talking point, every bit of information, I at least class as interesting and hopefully worthwhile. And that's why it's going to be a monthly podcast. I certainly couldn't do a weekly podcast. I don't have that many interesting things to say. The second objective, this has got to be a wholly positive podcast. There's obviously too much ignorance in this world, and there's obviously way too much negativity. So this podcast is going to hopefully do its tiny bit to help combat those two unfortunate realities. And even if we're talking about something horrible, something aberrant in today's society, we're always going to try and sort of dig into it, delve into it, look at the foundations of where the problem came from, and trying to put a solution to it and a positive conclusion. And that's why I started off with this tune, because it's impossible to think negatively when you're listening to this tune. Well, actually, it can make you really, really wish you were a tap dancer. I definitely regret not learning to tap dance. That'd be badass. In fact, someone should really incorporate tap dancing into sort of modern music somehow, like a metalcore band. I imagine double kick hitting in and then some synced up slick tap dancing. That'd be big. Someone's got to take that idea and fly with it, please. Fly with it, fly with it. All right, it's time for the Kings in Socially Conscious Positive Hardcore. Sick of it all, yeah.
It's what they say, it's what they do, what they believe that makes me not believe in anything at all. They speak their peace in fucking reeks of shit. I've heard it 100,000 times before. 1,000 was, 1,000 more will come because of all the things they hold so dear. The time is soon, the time is near. They'll bring the fucking war right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 26 years, 11 studio albums, still going strong, massive respect. Let's go!
Oh, the people sing, wisdom from the podium of the wing. Watch them as they spindled and tricked. Happy as they get their pockets picked. Don't join the crowd, don't just agree with these simple versions of reality. Don't walls these days. Got incorporated businessmen. Don't judge the crowd, don't just agree with these simple versions of reality. Don't judge the crowd, don't just agree. You're strong enough to deal with the uncertainty.
Sick of it all, don't join the crowd. I think the first point people have to contend with what I was saying earlier about positivity, is there's so much negativity around us because most of the shit happening around us is negative.
Step Up Podcast.
I mean, just take a look at the list of crises today. The unemployment crisis, debt crisis, public health crisis, poverty crisis, looming energy crisis, immense social destabilization. Madness everywhere. But we've got to remember the media always opts for a negative story. It's always preferred in the media. If it bleeds, it leads. If it rings alarm bells, it sells. And I was interested to what the cause of that is, because it's not like we prefer reading or hearing about negative stuff, is it? I mean, I think we'd all choose to be entertained or have something positive displayed in front of us rather than being peddled fear consistently. So I've been interested in finding out how this developed, where it transpired from, how we got to this stage. And I was watching a talk the other day by a guy named Peter Diamandis on TED.com. TED is an awesome website, by the way, for anyone that doesn't know, TED.com, just full of talks on the most amazing, interesting subjects. And he was talking about how every day our senses bring in way too much data for our brains to contend with. It's like an information overload. So our brains have to deal with what's most important first. So they kind of file information according to our survival. So a small slither of the brain called the amygdala is like our early warning system. It's our danger detector. It sorts through all the data that's incoming and works out what's most important, what's going to keep us alive. Because ultimately, there's nothing more important than that. So what ends up happening is positivity ends up being vastly underreported and underpromoted. So that's why I want to concentrate on human ingenuity and technological advancement in this podcast. Make sure everyone realises where we are as a species right now. But also where we could be if capitalism and our value system actually stopped holding us back. We have come so far as a species, and we literally are at that point now where technology is growing so fast that we could create an abundant, peaceful world. Big statements, big tunes. One area in which progression has been ridiculous, it's been exponential, music production. Take the contrast of that first tune I played, the 1920s big band tap dancing track, to this. This is the height of production nowadays, I reckon. The original is noisier and Split the Atom. This is the Kaito remix. K-I-T-O. From the Noisier remix album was out a few weeks back. So big.
Next trick we're going to teach you is called.
See, even Noisy are telling us in this here track, bruv, we can split the atom. Imagine that if people started just being proud of being human and all the positive things that we've achieved, instead of focusing on the artificial boundaries of nationality and race and religion. Be proud to be human, mate. Be proud to be one species, one family, one love. Maybe then we wouldn't concentrate on the artificial divisions and the artificial separations that we've made in our society. Maybe then we wouldn't look at each other as foreigners and be fearful of each other and end up fucking blowing each other up.
All right, simmer down, mate. We're only, 10 minutes into this podcast. Bloody hell. You're gonna scare them off.
Alright, next in from the Eye to Eye EP by True Tiger, coming out on the 16th of April. This track's called Ghost. It's awesome to see a guitar actually taking the main melody in a dubstep track. Listen out for it. London Electricity sort of summed up my views on dubstep at the moment, and the scene and where it's going and how it sounds. So I'm going to play a little snippet from that in a bit. But this track is big. A Poison True Tiger always bringing something different to the game. Always imagine someone playing that guitar riff, standing on a massive mountain with the air blowing through his hair, his or her hair. The person in my imagination is asexual, and they've just got a real smug grin on their face. They're just like, yeah, you know. It's gonna come back in a minute. But just imagine that. Bust it out, go on, air guitar. Shit. Yeah. Summer vibes. It's True Tiger. And they're in the process of transforming themselves into a live act at the moment. I think they did the first show a few months back at the Barfly in London. I was watching a little snippet of the footage. Our boys in Stand Your Ground Media were doing the filming. It's looking really good. It's good to see another solid dubstep act transforming to the live arena, joining the likes of Engineers. Definitely worth checking out. Engine Ears, E-A-R-Z. Some great socially conscious electronic music. I'll try and play one of their tracks next week. Next week? Next month. Chill out, mate. Jesus. All right, so I'm going to bring in Tony from London Electricity. Is it the Last Hospital podcast? Definitely worth a listen, always. Great podcast if you're into drum and bass and dubstep. Decent drum and bass and dubstep. The tune in the background is Blockhead with Zelda. It's his thoughts on dubstep, which are absolutely spot on the money, I reckon. Let me know what you think. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of hate from it. I'm sure he did as well. But yeah, his opinion reflects mine perfectly. He articulated it very well, so I'm just going to let him do the talking on this one.
Now, I've always had a bit of a love-hate relationship with dubstep. Loved it in the early days. I have been hating on it recently because there is just far too much generic dubstep that's basically made for UKF. And it's a shame. And as we know, like, you know, Madonna, Britney Spears, Justin Bieber, they're all using dubstep because they know that American kids love it. And I think that's always the problem when suddenly there is a massive dollar sign involved in a genre of music. People lose all perspective on what's real and what's good. Not everybody, obviously. There is some really, really good dubstep being made, but a lot of it is overshadowed by all the crap that's out there.
Thank you. Pick up those that do have the real intent, to hold on to the real substance.
Step Up Podcast.
So I've been inundated with people asking when the hell is the Step Up store going to be back up online. And it's close now. It's close now. Honestly, it's close now. I reckon by the next podcast, like I say, in about a month, we should have a date. And it won't be too much longer after that. So it'll be in a few months. So the last few designs are getting done now. The thing is, we've had to change the whole infrastructure of the company. Fulfillment used to be done in America for people that had ordered in America, and it didn't really work. So now it's all going to be done from my mum and dad's house, from the little dingy basement in our house. Can't get more DIY than that. So I want to make sure as well, anyone that's a designer and wants to have a pop at designing a Step Up shirt, do get in touch. Anyone that perhaps isn't a designer but has an idea that they think will work really well as a Step Up shirt, get in touch. And maybe you just have a cause or a charity or something that you really think we should support with a specific design. Either of those two things, just go onto the forum, which is being pretty well populated now. It's awesome to see so many people getting down and having a natter. That's just on the main website, stepuphq.com. Go to the forum there. Also, I'm going to start a thread about this podcast. So anyone that wants to request some music for further podcasts, any suggestions or propositions into other socially conscious bands or artists that you think should be played on this podcast, stick them down there. It's time for some Adequate Seven. So I did an article a few months ago in NME about these boys. It was about bands' albums that don't deserve to just get lost in the cobwebs of musical history and just get forgotten. Songs of Innocence and of Experience was the name of the album that this tune is from. This tune is Human Condition. And the band is Adequate Seven. Really worth checking out if you don't know them. As I say, they split up a good few years ago now. They were a huge influence on me growing up. Awesome British punk band.
Time to watch out for John outside of the store.
And that's real punk, isn't it? They got that same bitterness and sincerity as Refused. Obviously influenced by them, because the first track of the album is called The Shape of Funk to Come, which is an awesome track. Badman lyrics as well. Now we've got to change the way we act. We should watch each other's backs. Global equality at the expense of state economies. Big up the Adequate Seven. I just have to play this song because the weather at the moment, for me, whilst I'm recording this podcast, is beautiful outside. You can actually hear the birds tweeting. So for anyone that's listening to this and feeling the summer vibes, this is for you. This is a track I did for the Japanese Tsunami Relief Fund. It's called Blue Clouds. You can still pick it up over at routemusic.com and you can pay whatever you like for it because all the money goes to the Japanese Red Cross. It's mad to think that was over a year ago now. And the Japanese government are trying to cover it up, I think, but there's still dangerously high radiation. They're in the process of decommissioning the reactors at the moment, which basically means dismantling it and decontaminating it. And the process is expected to last decades. And obviously the cleanup process, the rebuilding process is still going on, so every bit of money is definitely put to good use by the Red Cross. And obviously the disaster was another very clear signal that we need to get out of these dangerous technologies. People have argued for years that, you know, it's a safe technology, nuclear energy, but this and Chernobyl and many other smaller disasters, I think, prove that quite obviously and visibly false. Especially when there's an absolute plethora of renewable and safe energies that we can harness right now. There is really no excuse for using an unsafe method of sourcing energy, regardless of the chances of a disaster. And even though the disasters have been, you know, pretty few and far between, I don't think there's any need to even take that chance. You can hear the sunlight in this track, man. There are enough tiny packets of energy called photons from the sun that hit the Earth every minute to meet the world's energy demand for a whole year. With the advances in nanotechnology and photovoltaics, we can definitely harness solar energy and all the other abundant renewable energies all around us. So if there's a specific subject that you think I should address on this podcast, or if you've got any questions or anything like that, head over to stepuphq.com, to the forum, stick them in there and I'll go through them and try and address a few of them on next month's podcast. So with all the hustle and bustle in the media at the moment and all the fucking politicians lubing themselves up and getting hard at the prospect of another war, and with that obviously a load of profit, the sanctions have already started and we're already hearing the infamous all options are on the table, which is exactly where we were with Iraq and Afghanistan. So I just wanted to promote a small online campaign that was put together by a group of Israelis, which is basically just spreading very personally just love and humanity to Iranians. And it's great to see a campaign that has completely ignored the fuss and the fear that's being peddled in the media, and it's completely ignored the artificial boundaries of nationalities as well. It's just treated Iranians like human beings, and it's great to see the Iranians replying back with the same format, even in the YouTube comments or on this actual video. Absolutely lovely to read. Really promising, encouraging stuff.
Hi, I'm Ronnie. I'm 41 years old. I'm a father. I'm a graphic designer. I'm a teacher. I'm a citizen of Israel, and I need your help. Lately in the news you can hear about a war coming, a big one. Government are talking about destruction, about self-defense, like this war is not about us. 3 days ago I posted a poster on Facebook. The message was simple: Iranian, we will never bomb your country, we love you. Attached to the poster, I wrote a few words. To the Iranian people, to all father, mother, children, brothers and sisters. For there to be a war between us, first, we must be afraid one of each other. We must hate. I'm not afraid of you. I don't hate you. I don't even know you. No Iranian ever did me no harm. I never even met an Iranian. Just one in Paris in a museum. Nice dude. I see sometime here on the TV an Iranian. He's talking about war. I sure it does not represent all of the people of Iran. If you see someone on your TV talking about bombing you, be sure it does not represent all of the people of Israel. So within 24 hours, people start sharing the poster on their Facebook. Within 48 hours, the Iranian people start responding to the posters and share back their love to us. Hundreds of messages arriving from Iran telling the Israeli people, we love you back. The day after, we were on TV, on newspaper, proving that the message was traveling fast. Okay, now we want to make sure that the message reach everybody, not only in the Facebook community, but everywhere. This is a message by the people to the people. So please donate and help us spread this message. Thank you.
You can check out that video and loads of others at indiegogo.com/Israel Iran. Indiegogo, IndieGogo.com/Israel Iran. Definitely going to address the Iran issue and the way it's starting to play out on the next podcast as well. Because all this hype that's being forced down our throats by the media really needs to be disputed and contested at every chance we get. Okay, thank you very much for listening. I'm going to leave you with Harder Faster by Drum Sound and Bassline Smith. Reach out at stepuphq.com. Populate.
Step Up Podcast.